In his press conference in New Delhi today, President Trump was asked about his tweet yesterday saying that Supreme Court Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg should recuse themselves from future cases involving the Trump administration because of past comments from Ginsburg and a recent dissent written by Sotomayor.
I just don't know how they can not recuse themselves for anything having to do with Trump or Trump-related. The right thing to do is that.
The right thing to do is that, he said. Emily Bazelon is here to unpack. She's staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
So let's take a deep breath on this case that was at the center of this. Sotomayor wrote the dissent in the case that the Supreme Court took on request for emergency relief. This was the administration asking the court to stay a lower court's decision that would block the administration's public charge rule. This is the policy that would turn away immigrants who were likely to need public benefits like food stamps and Medicaid. But put that particular case aside, what did Sotomayor say about the administration's use of these emergency relief requests?
Yeah, Sotomayor's concern here is about procedure. The government has been coming to the court more frequently than in past administrations and asking for what's called emergency relief. And to get that relief, it means the government has to show irreparable harm. Either we get to put this public charge rule into effect or something terrible is going to happen. And when the government gets this kind of emergency relief, it means that you upend the normal process in the lower courts where the courts hear a case on the merits and then it comes to the Supreme Court. And so Sotomayor's concern is that the Supreme Court has become so apt to grant these emergency stays that it's effectively eroding its own fair and balanced decision-making process. That was what she said. And she was comparing the government saying, we're going to have this terrible harm to us if we can't stop approving more green card applications from citizens, green card applications from immigrants for citizenship. She was comparing that to the same standard for blocking an execution, which the court has been much less likely to grant.
Well, and, you know, some legal analysts are agreeing with her. Stephen Vladeck, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, was quoted by The Washington Post. He did a study. He found that Trump's solicitor general sought these emergency stays in 20 cases in the first 2.5 years of President Trump's term, compared to all 16 years of both the Obama and George W. Bush administrations, when the solicitor general filed a total of 8 stay applications, so 8 to 20. It would seem that her point that they are being used quite a bit is true.
Right. And I think what you see, the underlying concern here is about the politicization of the Supreme Court and the idea that the Trump administration sees a strong conservative majority and wants to leapfrog over the normal processes of the lower courts in a way that gives it an advantage in the Supreme Court.
Well, yesterday, the president's tweet also referred to a Fox News segment that was titled, Sotomayor accuses GOP-appointed justices of being biased in favor of Trump. Now, this is referring to the fact that in her dissent, she also criticized her colleagues. She didn't call them her conservative or GOP-appointed colleagues, but she said that her colleagues were acquiescing too much to these administration requests.
Right. And I think what you see here from Trump is that, as is often the case, he sees offense as the best defense. So he made this broad call for recusal. In the meantime, there's a news story in The New York Times about how the wife of Justice Clarence Thomas, Ginny Thomas, has been trying to influence Trump's appointments in the National Security Council and other parts of the government. And so there have been calls in response to that story for Justice Thomas to also recuse himself. Yeah. So you see President Trump changing the subject here.
Yeah. Well, and we also must note that the president also criticized Justice Ginsburg. That was because during the 2016 election, when he was a candidate, she called Donald Trump a faker. She later apologized, said her comments were ill-advised. So how do you view both of these statements, one public, one a dissent? How would the legal world be looking at this call for recusal?
Well, I think these are different things. Sotomayor wrote a kind of garden variety legal argument in her dissent in which she was not making a political point. She was worried about the court's own processes and safeguarding them. I think what you see from Justice Ginsburg's remarks, which she made outside the courtroom, as she said, it's ill-advised for a Supreme Court justice to be commenting on the president like that. This other question of what it takes to recuse yourself, Supreme Court justices have refused to do that broadly for many years. I mean, Justice Scalia famously went duck hunting with Vice President Cheney, refused to recuse himself. There is no overlord for the Supreme Court. They get to make these decisions themselves, and the notion that they would take themselves out of all of the cases involving the federal government is pretty far-fetched.
Yeah. And Emily, we want to note that there is a lot else going on at the Supreme Court. The court agreed yesterday to hear a case on same-sex couples and foster care, and there is a big abortion case which is going to be heard next week. We will, of course, be all over that, as will you. Emily Bazelon, staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. Oh, by the way, her cover piece this weekend, The Originalist, looks at how conservative legal ideas are impacting abortion, LGBTQ rights, and gun control. Emily, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.